Across the country, states have adopted safe haven laws. Under these laws, parents can leave infants at safe places like hospitals without fear of prosecution. They're supposed to help save the lives of babies who might otherwise be abandoned in places like dumpsters. But Nebraska's law is having some unintended consequences. NET Radio's Fred Knapp reports.
Nebraska's safe haven law, the last in the nation, took effect in July, and it was used for the first time on Saturday, twice. Lincoln Police spokeswoman Katie Flood describes one incident.
Saturday night at about 6:15 p.m., a woman brought in her 15-year-old nephew to Bryan LGH West emergency room. She wanted to drop him off under the Nebraska Safe Haven Act.
The same day, a mother dropped off her 11-year-old son at an Omaha hospital. Every other state restricts the age of children that can be dropped off, with limits ranging from 3 days up to 1 year. But Nebraska law applies simply to a child, which the state's hospital association says means anyone up to age 19. That concerns Tom Atwood, president of the National Council for Adoption.
In effect, what this becomes is another way of relinquishing a child to the public system. But we already have regular ways of doing that.
Arnie Stutman, the state senator who introduced Nebraska's safe haven law, says the way it's being used is not what he envisioned.
That really was never the intent, you know, for older children to be dropped off, you know, unless they were in danger of being harmed.
That doesn't seem to apply in either of these cases, says Todd Landry, an official with the state's Department of Health and Human Services.
In both of these cases, neither of these youth, in our opinion, were immediate safety danger themselves. There were clearly other options that could have been pursued before this drastic step.
Both boys were given over for what their relatives described as behavioral problems they couldn't deal with. State Senator Tom White, who was heavily involved in getting Nebraska's law passed in its current form, says it helps protect children.
If we got a parent that is so crazed that they will take their child to a hospital and tell them to get out of the car and go there, ask yourself how far away they are from hurting the child.
White says the correct common law interpretation of child means the law should apply to anyone under 14, not 19, and he says that's a reasonable cutoff.
It's not perfect, but a teenager of 14 generally is going to have a lot more resources to escape an abusive environment than a 3-year-old. Or a 5-year-old, or a 7-year-old.
White adds that it's better to get officials involved with children before they're abused rather than later. Tom Atwood of the National Council for Adoption says that group generally supports safe haven laws, but Atwood says they have a limited purpose.
It's a unique situation that safe haven laws are trying to deal with. It's the desperate, panic-stricken young woman who's been hiding her pregnancy and now has a newborn and she doesn't know what to do. It's a unique situation, and it's really not comparable to the older child situation.
The Nebraska legislature may consider changing the law when it reconvenes in January. Meanwhile, the fate of the two boys left off at hospitals here and others that may be left in the future will be considered by the courts. For NPR News, I'm Fred Knapp in Lincoln, Nebraska.